Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago Blackhawks took a big win out of Montreal a couple of nights ago, and now they find themselves in the center of the hockey universe, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, where they'll try to shut down the high-scoring Maple Leafs. That's not going to be easy. We're underway in Toronto as the Hawks win the draw. Puck is tossed by Jones down the boards into the Leaf zone. Reese Johnson, Hawk line, passing ahead to Taves over the Leaf line on a two-on-one break. He shoots, he scores! First shot of the game for the Hawks! Finds the back of the Leaf net. It's Taves with a hard wrister from just inside the rim of the right wing circle. And it's 1-0 Hawks. The captain strikes again, his second goal in as many games. John Tavares on the Hawk line to the left half boards. Put it back to Riley, left point. To Nylander, right point. Now to Matthews, top of the right circle. To Tavares, left circle. Closes in and fires, and he scores. Power play goal for the Leafs. They tie the game at one. Just what we were talking about. The Blackhawks cannot afford to take any of these kinds of penalties because the Leafs will just rip you apart. They capitalize and tie the score at one. Here's Nylander to center ice. He had the overtime goal against the Hawks in the game at the United Center in October. Nylander put it behind the net. Taken by Tavares. Put it in front for Nylander. He shoots and scores. So a goal in each game for William Nylander, and a perfect setup by John Tavares from in behind the Hawk net. It's 2-1 Leafs. Matthews near the right point. Back down to Tavares next to the net. Fed it out to the right point. This is Morgan Riley this time. Riley sends it over top of the left circle. Nylander, he shoots. Lankinen makes the save. The rebound. Matthews shoots and scores. Off the give from Andre Kasha. It's another power play goal. The Leafs are 2-for-3 on their power play and lead the game 3-1. Steves at the bottom of the left circle. Leaves it for Kyle Clifford. Clifford around to the left wing board. Spinning it behind the Hawk net to Engvall. He'll turn and fire. He scores. From the right wing circle, Pierre Engvall. He looked like he was going to take the puck out toward the right point, but then just wheeled and fired a wrist shot that beats Lankinen, and it's now 4-1 in favor of the Leafs. Hagel out near the line, drops it to Connor Murphy, right point. He'll close in and fires. He scores! And this may have been tipped by Kubalik on the way in, or it might be Connor Murphy's all alone. Either way, the Hawks get one back. It's not on the power play. It's an even strength, but it cuts the Leaf lead by 2 at 4-2. Jake McCabe will backhand it up the right wing side, deep into the Leafs zone. Kershaw put it across. Kubalik shoots. He scores! Dominic Kubalik snapped it from the bottom of the left wing circle. A perfect one-handed backhand pass by Kurashev from the right wing boards across in front of the Leaf net. And there was Kubalik to slap it home. It's now 4-3 in favor of the Leafs with a lot of time on the clock. Eagle behind the Leaf net. Hit by Clifford. Puck scraped around by Carpenter. The left point to Stillman. And then a long shot by McCabe. He scores! Jake McCabe from the right point. Fired it through a maze of hockey players in front of Peter Mrazek, who never got a good look at this shot. And it ends up bulging the twine behind him. We are tied at 4 with 9:18 left in the third. Morgan Riley, center ice on the left wing. Sends it down the glass. It bounces out of the corner right in front. There's David Campy, scores. Kevin Lankinen went behind the Hawk net to play the carom, and the puck ricocheted out in front of the empty net. And David Camp with a backhanded swat sent it home. It's his second goal in as many games against his former team. And puts the Leafs on top 5-4 with 1:20 left in the third. Jones has the puck in the Hawk zone now with 12. Quick pass up ice was knocked back to center ice. Doc got it back to Gustafson over the Leaf line, left point. Put it down in front of the net. Riley will spin it around and all the way down it goes. And the Hawks are going to run out of time. Seth Jones was racing back into the Hawk zone to the dots to try and get the icing call, but the time had wound off the clock, and the Maple Leafs hold on for a 5-4 victory over the Hawks.